to revise certain dairy inspection fees.
House Bill 1020 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President,
Senator Dietrich.
Before I pitch the bill, could I have a brief personal privilege?
That's granted.
I would ask the body to give Senator Staggers a hand for pitching the first bill, I believe, in his career that did include a fee increase, if you look deep enough. So I give him a hand. You're officially an Aggie now. 10, if I may, Madam President. Senate Bill, or House Bill 1020, continues on with what House Bill 1019 started doing, and that's where the Department of Ag did go through their fees and try to reassess where they were too low, bring those up to speed, and where they were too high, bring those down. This is an extension of that process. It deals with the dairy industry, where inspections will go from $25 to $50 per inspection. And so if you're a grade A where you're inspected twice a year, that would be an increase of $50 for the year. On grade B farms, that's once a year, so you'll see an increase of $25 per year. Also, you'll notice there is an increase for reinspection from $25 to $75. The department expects that that will bring in an increased revenue from $60,000 currently today to $132,000. In statute, we ask that producers pay no more than 30% of the cost of that inspection. Currently, we're at 10%. This would bring us up closer to 25%. If you compare that to other states around us, Wisconsin is the producers pay 50% of that bill, Minnesota 68.5%, Iowa 85%, Nebraska 50%, North Dakota is zero, and as I indicated previously, South Dakota is 10%. So I think it's an increase that the dairy industry has agreed with in working with the Department of Ag, and I certainly would ask your support of House Bill 1020.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Staggers.
Well, miracles sometimes do take place. You know, the previous bill that we voted on was, you know, overall a fee reduction. So miracles do take place. This bill is not a miracle bill. This bill is going to dramatically raise fees. So, Senator Dietrich, I'm not going to be able to vote for this one.
One for two. Further remarks, House Bill 1020. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1020, reminding the body this does require a two-thirds vote for passage. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
No.
APA?
Bogue,
aye. Rose,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Dugard,
aye.
DeHulick,
aye.
Dennard,
no.
Dietrich Larry,
aye.
Dietrich Elmer,
aye.
Drake,
aye.
Duxbury,
aye.
Everest,
aye.
Greenfield,
aye.
Hagen, Hangey, Ham, Huttmacher,
no.
Cleven,
aye.
Ketzel,
aye.
Koskin, Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre, Moore,
no.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
no.
Staggers,
no.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Bitter,
aye.
Valesky,
no.
Whiting,
aye.
Madam President, ayes 26, nays 8, excused 1.
House Bill 1020 has received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed.